Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Thanks for doing this, man. Thanks for giving us your time.
Yeah, no problem. Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was just saying, like, I mean, Lofa was going to be late. We missed our chance to talk about Lofa while he wasn't here. So we'll never get that chance back again.
What was that noise? This meeting is being recorded.
I was just pressing the record button, you know, just in case some magic happens. That's all. You know,
always possible with curse.
is that like a sponsor for the podcast?
Wiener schnitzel, yeah. Actually, you know what? We can't really hear
it's
you.
Pronounced Wiener. You use the W as a V.
It's a V. Are you a Wiener schnitzel fan?
Wiener schnitzel. Well, my mom's German. I'm half German.
Jermaine's microphone is coming through really, really quiet.
Is this better right here?
Yes. Yeah. So, Jermaine. You were impressed by our Wiener Schnitzel backgrounds, and apparently we're pronouncing Wiener Schnitzel wrong. Your mother is from Germany. How should we pronounce it?
It is Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener.
Yes. Which is actually kind of funny. So we have a guy here. He's installing this thing called PupView. It's a German based company, and we could talk about where I'm at a little later.
Yeah.
But he's from Germany. It's his first time in the States. And I told him that my mom's from Würzburg, using the W. And then he corrected and said, no, it's Würzburg.
It's Würzburg?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
How would he pronounce Munich? Because apparently I've been pronouncing that one wrong, too.
It's probably Munich or something like
that. Yeah. Cliff Averill told us it was like Moonchick or something.
Babs.
Babs. Sorry, Babs, yeah. Ugh. Well, you know what? Honestly, I've been talking to too many Seahawks legends lately, you guys. I've lost track. Jermaine Kearse over here. Robert Turbin over here. Cliff Averill over here. We're getting the guests, Lofa.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your time catching up with us, man. This is the Cold Open, which is not brought to you by Wiener Schnitzel. It's actually brought to you, by our friends at Fit My Foot. The Cold Open today brought to you by Fit My Foot because Fit My Foot has revolutionized the footwear industry. They brought custom footwear to your smartphone with the ability to scan your feet, Jermaine. It's not creepy. It's for insoles. Okay? It's not like an internet foot thing that you might have heard about on other websites. This is so that you can have comfortable feet. You can even have insoles for flip-flops, or they make custom flip-flops for you, right, Lofa?
Yeah. Oh, word. What is this place? What is this called?
Fit My Foot.
Fit My Foot.
I've had him for like 5 years, Jermaine. I'll get you the hookup. I know a guy.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me know.
We'll get you hooked up, man. 80% of their customers reported feeling less pain when they use the insoles or the flip-flops like we're talking about. They have 3D-printed custom arch support, and our listeners can use our special promo code LOFA20 to get 20% off right now, and you get your insoles delivered within 14 days.
20%? Yeah. Anything attached to LOFA is a good deal.
Man. We got our Jermaine on all the time. Positive, man. I love this. No, now I don't want to, LOFA. Something
inside me. We're going to Germany.
Yes, we are. We are going to Germany.
Are you guys going?
We are.
Are you guys? You guys got to connect with their social media group.
I'm on a podcast here.
Who's that? They can join. Who is that?
This is my business partner, Greg Bodine.
Greg, what's up, Greg?
Let me just get my phone and I'll get out of here.
All right, yeah, hey, hurry up, join please. We're
doing see another chair in there.
Get out of here.
I forgot where we were.
Oh, hey guys, what? Start the show.
Oh, okay.
Start the show. Yeah. Thanks,
here we go.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we rapping for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brett Davern. He's LOFA Tatupu. And joining us on this episode is Seahawks legend Jermaine Kearse.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seahawks and Husky legend LOFA.
Oh, yeah.
Husky in the building today.
That sounded like a little bit of Jeezy in the intro. Who did the song? Is that you?
Hey. What? This was put together by our guy B-Boy Fidget, local hip-hop artist up in Seattle.
Okay, shout out to B-Boy Fidget.
Doing it.
I like intro.
Doing it well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We are coming to you from the Wiener Schnitzel Digital Studio. Two locations up there in Western Washington in Everett or Fife. Go on in today. Get some delicious chili dogs or regular dogs. Bratwurst with or without sauerkraut. Hamburgers, root beer floats, ice cream cones, root beer dipped ice cream cones. So they do like a cone that's like the root beer float. It's everything's delicious up there at Wiener Schnitzel, either in Everett or Fife. Mention our podcast, Take 12. Get a free small soda with any purchase. Mm. Do something different for lunch today, Jermaine. Right?
I had to hit them up.
Come on.
Everett and Fife?
Yeah, man.
Everett and Fife.
Two locations. You know, actually, Wiener Schnitzel, now I can't stop saying it that way.
Now you call it. Yeah.
Hey, you know, they've been up in Everett since the 60s. It's just a lot of people don't really realize they're up there in Western Washington, but they're up there with the two locations, so check them out. And we thank them for sponsoring the show. Also, shout out to Fit My Foot and Bet Online and Epic Seats and Simply Seattle and everybody. But before we just do nothing but live reads, guys, let's talk football. Yeah. And let's talk about our Seahawks. They're rolling into this weekend where they take on the Arizona Cardinals. That's where this streak sort of started a few weeks ago, especially with the defense. Just give me your overall impressions, maybe, Jermaine, of the season so far. I mean, they're playing great, but then this game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, first impressions, I mean, I think everybody kind of had their doubt at the beginning, but just like a typical Pete Carroll team, that's probably exactly how he liked it and how he wanted it. And, you know, just kind of being a part of that, you know, of being a part of something like that. You know, this team really kind of gives me, like, I came in at 2012, like 2010, 2011 vibes where – you know, you got young players and they're making big impacts. I mean, mm-hmm. You got K-9, Kenneth Walker, and you got Tariq Woolen, Michael Jackson. Like, you got guys that are early on. It took them a couple years to get their feet, you know, going. And now they're kind of feeling a lot more comfortable out there. The swag is kind of coming out there a little more. They're playing with a lot more confidence. It's a lot of fun to watch. And then – I got to give major props to Geno Smith.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I'll be the first person. I was very skeptical of seeing if they could do anything with him at quarterback. But, you know, I have the utmost respect of his journey of, you know, being with the Jets and then bouncing around. And I have the utmost respect for his ability to just kind of stick with the process, trust his own process, and remain confident in his ability to play the game. And it's been a lot of fun watching him play. I mean, the dude's playing lights out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, and it's not like, you know, this is day in and day out that he's making these, you know, certain type of throws that make you just kind of be like, wow, like that was a great throw. He's seeing the field. He's putting the – you're not really seeing a lot of validity in his game. He's – you know, everybody has their ups and downs, but he's staying the most consistent. And, yeah. You know, Coach Pete, Coach Carroll, he loves a consistent quarterback.
Yeah.
So –
yeah, oh, totally. Lofa, what do you think about this game coming up with the Cardinals? I mean, like I said, this is where this streak with the defense began. This is where this hot streak began a couple weeks ago. Can they keep it going?
Yeah, it is. And just like Jermaine said, the confidence is the biggest part that I see. You know, guys playing with edge and attitude and swagger. Yeah. So I think I'm very confident in them going into this week. And I think with D-Hop coming back, it's going to be a lot more of a challenge. And mm-hmm. I mean, Jermaine can speak to how much a receiver like that impacts the game. But biggest thing is I, after that game, I saw the Cardinals do a little more design QB runs, like just like that 50-yarder Murray hit us with. It was a QB counter. They pulled both the backside guard and tackle. So I think a lot more that he ended up with 100 yards rushing that day that kind of kept him in the game. And so that's really what I think he's going to use his legs more. And he's got D-Hop back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I mean, well, Jermaine, yeah, talk about that, the receiver. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, obviously one of the best to ever do it, probably, right?
Type of talent. And yeah.
So when you get a guy like that back, I mean, he wasn't there for the first game. He'll be back for this one. But hey, we got Tariq and, you know, Kobe and the guys. So Mike Jack. Yeah. So,
you know, a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, he's been probably the most consistent out of any receiver in terms of production, no matter what quarterback he
without
has.
The same
he probably had like 12 different quarterbacks in Houston, and he was still putting up the numbers, still producing. So anytime you get a receiver kind of like that coming back, it's always going to help your offense because you know you have a go-to person. The interesting thing would be, you had mentioned before, is kind of the kickstart of the defense. From my observation, you know, guys kind of like Kyler Murray, you know, Russell Wilson, guys who are, you know, rely on mobility because they're not the tallest. They don't really see. You're starting to see a lot of defensive pressures in terms of you see the DNs, they're all rushing to a certain spot and stopping and not overextending the rush because they're keeping them in the pocket. Because it is, I mean, it's hard being 5'10 around that height to see above the tackles in the guard and see the field. So you're seeing a lot of defenses use their edge rushers to push up the field and create this bubble. I mean, for a taller quarterback, I mean, they probably love the pocket, but for somebody who relies a lot on moving around to see the field, it becomes a little difficult. And you see guys or teams kind of using that against Russell. You're seeing guys use that against Kyler. Now, if you let him out, they're going to definitely make you pay for it. Yeah. So I think a lot of teams are kind of emphasizing on that. Offensively, I mean, I think the sky's the limit, you know. You had a great running back like Rashad Penny go down, and, you know, Pete and John, they just hit a home run in the draft of getting Kenneth Walker. Yeah. And he's just been proving that with every opportunity he gets. I think you just continue to feed him the rock, and they're going to have to come and bring that extra safety down. And then you utilize DK, Marquise Goodwin, and Tyler Lockett and those receivers in those single high coverages and one-on-one matchups. So it'll be interesting to see how the defense responds. Like you said, you have Tariq Woolen and Michael Jackson. Tariq, you know, he you know, physicality wise and size wise, he matches up really well with DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, you know, as great as a receiver he is, he's not a guy that really like creates the most separation. But if that ball is thrown in that in his catch range, he's catching it. So it's going to be a lot of D-Shed teach tape. I'm pretty sure he's in there teaching how to play through the hands and play through all the way through the whistle. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see if they can keep this streak going and continuing to play competitive ball and giving themselves chances to win games.
Yeah, totally. Lofa?
Well, just the cage rush. I'll just go to that. Keep him in the pocket.
Yeah, I take your point.
Yeah. Keep him in the pocket is the cage rush. And, you know, so I don't care if you're 5'10", unless you have like a 10-foot wingspan and your release point is super high, those balls get deflected and, you know, it's a tough day.
Andrew Mayfield, same instance. Yeah. He's getting balls batted left
down.
And right.
And so, you know, that takes away. That's a full down. That's a burnt down is what we used to call it. So, yeah, the cage rush is what he was alluding to. And then D-Hop. Yeah, dude, he's physical at the point of attack, you know, at the moment of impact. When that ball's anywhere near him, he goes up and gets it. And then he's very, very savvy with grabbing the DB and pulling him into him while he's going. And he uses their momentum against them. It's incredible. It's almost like a prize fighter in the UFC that knows how to, you know, counterpunch and do the little things and then get them into an arm bar. That's really what, like, we're watching. Yeah. And then he had one. Harrison Smith was all over him last week, and he caught it one-handed.
I mean, he's got the biggest hands.
Yeah.
The biggest hands.
Mitts.
Yeah, it's insane. I wish I had.
Dude. I was measuring right now. I mean,
just one-handed it. Yeah.
Everybody put your hands up in the Zoom. Come on now. Let's get a screenshot.
So he presents problems.
Speaking of presenting problems, though, and we've been touching on it, and heaping praise where praise should be heaped, the Geno Show, right, Lofa? We talked about it. Yeah. It's the Geno Show, and he's playing great. But the confidence, and you guys both said it, but not only the confidence with the players, but the confidence of the fan base, because I got to speak from the voice of the fans here. Like Ryan and I this morning, the missing link and I, were talking about how it just, you kind of have that weird feeling right now as a Seattle sports fan. We get this with all our different teams, the Seahawks, the Mariners, doesn't matter who it is, where like they're playing good and we're all a little bit uneasy because it feels a little weird. But at the same time, we have this confidence is growing that it's not a fluke anymore. And that it's not just sort of like, oh, one game. Like now it's been a few games in a row. And now we're feeling like we are who that team who we thought we were or whatever, right? And as fans, like for some reason it's got us a little nervous, but it definitely has us excited, right, Ryan?
It's exciting. It's to the point where you don't want to shut off the game. You don't want to leave.
Of course not.
Third quarter, we still have a chance. We're in it. And now you're in it till the very end.
Well, I think going into this season, no matter who you were, no matter what you were saying, we all thought that the team had great pieces and there was just one question mark at one position, right? Well, that question mark has been answered. And so now we all feel great.
Yeah.
Well, I think, the scariest thing for opposing defenses is Geno's not doing it just throwing it to one guy. He's distributed everywhere.
Right.
The running backs on checkdowns, the tight ends, which we've had a lot of great tight ends, but we just really haven't seen them put up many numbers, right? No opportunities for them. We're using them, which I know that's what Shane Waldron loves to do coming from LA and, you know, in that Sean McVay offense. DK, Lockett. Goodwin wasn't even really fully healthy. Like this was his kind of first game back 3-4 weeks ago. And so now we're seeing him in the mix and his speed. I was there at the game. They threw him a quick screen and there was nothing to be had, and he just carved out a first down and five more yards. It was insane.
Well, and that's got to go a long way towards chemistry in the locker room, doesn't it, when you're distributing it all over the place? And that was something else I was going to mention is the chemistry. All the guys at the presser together, you know, kind of doing
it.
That
was cool.
Jointly, that was really cool to see. You know, the squad really seems to like each other, like, and they're getting along great. And just the chemistry you can feel coming off of the team, which is what is giving, I think, a lot of fans the confidence. Because when you see that the team is having fun and, you know, vibing with each other, you know that good things are in store, right, guys? I mean, you guys have been in those locker rooms. Well, there's got to be some years where the chemistry is better than others. That's only natural.
Well, I was going to say, Jermaine, like the team it most resembled for me was your 2012 team, where it was, you know, kind of up and down to start, you know, in terms of record, but like in every game and then winning some of the close ones, which we had lost just in 11 and 10. But then just took off. And that was the year where we had like four 50-point games in December. And I think that's where we're trending towards. And so I don't know, maybe you could speak to how the locker room was in 12, because that's really, I really thought the Hawks were going to win it in 12 too.
Yeah. I mean, we were down 21 points in the fourth quarter and actually took the lead against Atlanta in the playoffs. So I think, I think that game in Atlanta really kicked off, you know, the belief of what we could do the following year, in which we won a Super Bowl. But yeah, the culture from, you know, just kind of knowing how Pete is and how Lofa, you know, you've been with Pete for a very long time, and just kind of how they operate and everything. You know, from being to Seattle, I got to see the Jets. I got to see Detroit for a little bit, and I can sit here and say there's no other organization that is like built culturally like how Pete does it, and not necessarily with how like Pete does it, because it takes Pete to give the power to the players to kind of mold the blueprint of how he runs things. Because at the end of the day, the players have to own it, and they're the ones that's setting the standards. And you're kind of seeing that a little bit here in, with this team, where, you know, guys are buying in again, and guys are focused, guys are intentional about, you know, the small things. They're intentional about their chemistry with each other,
right?
Their relationship with each other, because that was one of the big aspects from the time that I was in Seattle with our team. I mean, and it shows today, like, you know, those guys, Doug, Cliff, Sherm, all those guys, Mike B, Cam, we all still communicate, even Lofa, communicate. We all still communicate with each other. And that was built on the foundation of the relationships we had during our playing time. And you can kind of see that with this team. Like you said, you saw the DK and Tyler and Gino doing the presser together. That's a sign of unity.
Yeah,
that's a sign of relationship and chemistry. I'm not saying they didn't have that before. I'm just saying that it's pretty evident. It's very clear, you know, that you can see it. So it's really cool to see this time coming up. November and December is probably the most important parts of the season. You know, the first couple months you're kind of building, you're building momentum. Well, realistically, this is kind of where a lot of parts are moving, where teams are, you know, you're going to see which teams are contenders and which team are pretenders. So November and December is a big, you know, big part of the season where you're going to see a lot about the team and where they're headed.
Well, it just feels different. I mean, Lofa, there's been years in the past where the record has been better, but the feel from the team wasn't this thing we're feeling right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just like, you know, Jermaine was saying, you know, where you see some lulls or some dips, we're not seeing that because everybody's believing and they're buying into the message, and they're relaying the message, you know, to each other and keeping each other accountable. But I think the coolest thing I see is how much unselfish ball is being played, you know, whether it's taking on a block to keep another guy free. When Jermaine and them were on the squad in the first, you know, early years of the dynasty that was built, you know, Jermaine was on kickoff kicking people's asses.
Oh, Doug we've Baldwin talked about that on here a bunch. Team. Yeah, the
he
special
was on
teams,
punt return,
yeah,
blocking. Totally. You know, and these were key contributors to our wins. These were starters. And so to see Will Disley go down, our starting tight end, go down and knock a ball loose.
Shout out to NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Will Disley.
It's huge, because now everybody else sees, hey, there's no job too small. Everyone's buying in. It's like, that's how you build that culture. And it's beautiful and refreshing.
That's how they do it at UW, Lofa. You know, the Huskies, they'll get in there on punt coverage. They'll get on there on kickoff, whatever they got to do, you know. Remember Cody Pickett, even quarterback running down on kick coverage? Come on now.
Cody Pickett was a bad dude.
Yeah, he sure was. That's right. Anyway,
he's a real cowboy.
He is. Yeah, man. I mean, we talk about that on here all the time, you know, and it's really cool to see.
Everybody wants to be a Batman. And sometimes you got to come to realization that you might be a good and okay Batman, but you might be an elite Robin. And once people start understanding their roles and becoming elite in their roles, that's when a team is very dangerous.
Well said, because
there's only so many spots for somebody to be the guy. And once everybody accepts their roles, And Pete does a really good job of preparing people to be, because he doesn't want you to do anything outside of yourself. He just wants you to be you and the best you.
Your best you.
And that's all he's going to ask for. He's not going to ask for anything more. And so if people can just be elite at being themselves and in the role and position that they're assigned or that they kind of get a feel for throughout the season, that's when a team becomes dangerous. And at the end of the day, when you win, everybody wins.
Everybody's happy.
When you win, everybody wins. When you win, whatever you want selfishly, you're going to get that and more, because winning cures everything. It cures all confrontation. It cures all mishaps, failures or whatever. Like, at the end of the day, when you win, everybody wins. And so committing to being elite in your role, like I said, not everybody has to be the Batman. You can be an elite Robin, and you can have a hell of a career being an elite Robin, or whatever, whatever it is.
Just, no, I hear you, man.
Being elite.
And Pete celebrates that in the meeting room.
100%. So it makes you want to do it more.
It just, it gives such, ownership to your role and thriving in it. And so to what you mean.
It affirms that you, because it's easy to kind of be like, oh, I'm not doing well enough, because I don't got enough catches, or I don't got enough yards. Well, Pete is in the meeting showing highlights of why your role is important and why you're valued on this organization.
Doing the stuff that kind of goes unnoticed or not show up on the stat sheet, blocking a kick, and do things like that, making a key block to spring. That's why I, naturally, I just, Geno carrying out that fake, sprung Kenneth Walker on that touchdown run. Most quarterbacks don't even carry out the fake. Pete definitely pointed that out, I promise you, in the meeting room. And then Shelby Harris running 30 yards to catch Daniel Jones, who I've seen him outrun linebackers and safeties. So Pete definitely pointed that out. And that's the kind of the beauty thing of the ownership that he gives to these players, is that they embrace these roles and they're like, I can do that every day for you.
How about DK's fake route on the Kenneth Walker touchdown run? Did you guys see that? The fake
just smart
fade?
Football.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Because why turn back and probably get a penalty, a block in the back or a hold. I feel the point is
fucking worst. That was genius.
Looking up at the stands and he was like,
That was on Nadori too. I mean, he had a great game. He had a great game, but he got him with that one. That was great. I have to do a live read.
I gotta give Gino one more praise.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
I looked back at it and at the game, I rewatched it, and there were three catches, one to DK, one to Lockett, and then one to Goodwin across the back of the end zone, that if those are caught, they were perfectly placed. It's another 100 yards and two touchdowns. So, like, he already had 200 and two touchdowns, no interceptions. It was already a special game. But that's really what excites me, is that those are going to be caught in the next few weeks. And then you don't be surprised when you see 304 touchdowns, five touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think if I'm hearing Lofa right, what he's saying is take the over. At betonline.ag, everybody. Move. One of our sponsors. It's betonline.ag. Either the mobile app, which you can download from any app store, or you hit the browser at betonline.ag. You got the NBA is starting up. World Series is going on. NFL, of course. There's horse racing if you want to. They also have a 24/7 online casino that never closes at betonline.ag, your continued source for all sports wagering. Use our promo code.
Believe50, BLEAV50.
That's right, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. It's time for a word from our friends at ButcherBox.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That was a few words from our friends at ButcherBox. Back to the show. Jermaine, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a game this weekend. We're all looking forward to it, and we could chat football all day long, but I kind of want to know what you're up to lately, man, and what you got going on. I mean, it looks like you're calling in from your own bat cave there.
Yeah, I've been working on opening a golf facility. I know a lot of people that follow me or who've got to know me. I became extremely addicted to golf. I even compete competitively now in amateur events. Like, that's how into it I am.
Awesome.
I don't know if we started the show, but you guys met my business partner, Greg Bodine.
Oh, he's on there. We don't need to give Greg two mentions, okay? Come on, Jermaine.
I will say, so he caddied on tour for about 10 years.
Oh,
he did most of his time with Tony Finau. I'm his biggest hype man because when Tiger won the Masters in 2019, Greg was in that final group
with
Tony. They played in that, so he got to see that firsthand. So I always like to kind of bring that up because that's like my like trophy thing for him. So I'd be like, oh, did you know? but we're opening a performance golf facility. We're out here in Redmond.
Oh, cool.
We're out here in Redmond. It's about 13,000 square feet. We got 8 simulator bays. We got a short game complex. We even got a bunker in here. We got another putting green with really cool technology from Germany, which is called PuttView, which they scan our green. They'll project. We have projections. They'll show you the break, putting. You can do putting games, all that.
Like a live video game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. But yeah, we started this about 2 years ago planning this, and we got all of our ducks in a row, and we've been just kind of pushing this out. We're in the we're almost done in the build out. We're going to be doing some open houses stuff in November. Towards the end of November, we'll open in December 5th, I believe, is our targeted
what
date
are you,
for
what opening. Are you guys called? We got to send everybody over.
Oh, yeah. So we're called the Evergreen Golf Club. This is us right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Go check them out.
Yeah. Our website is going live, I believe, this Saturday. So at evergreengolfclub.com. Go check it out. It's going to be sweet.
Nice.
It's going to be, you know, we'll have all the technology a tour pro will have in there. And, you know how Seattle and Washington gets around this time.
Oh, man. I smell a Take 12 live event, Lofa, right?
You know what? We would love for you guys to do this.
That'd be fun.
A live event.
Well, I could use all the help I can get on my swing. I mean, Lofa smashes, but especially my short game. If you got a bunker in there, ooh.
Short game complex. I mean, I got that and a short guy complex. So I could use help with all of it. But wait. Congrats, first and foremost.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing. But what do you have a handicap?
Yeah, so I'm like a 4. I bounce like a 4 or 5.
Damn.
I'm like around that range.
Oh, so you can play.
My handicap's a 4 right now, but I got to give myself a buffer a little bit. So.
That's impressive. I'm like a 14, 15.
Well, hey, I got a place for you that we can take you down to a 10, and then we can work you down to the singles.
I'd be excited with 10.
Look at
that. You'll be out there crushing all the scrambles.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm good for like 4 or 5 good shots per round. Something like that. It's like.
That's what gets you hooked.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. I'm decent enough to keep me coming back, but. Yeah.
When you, if you par 18, you're like, I finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You ask B Wall what my my famous line on 17 is, I think I figured it out.
That's how it goes. Smash one right down the middle. It's what keeps you going.
I got it. I got it.
How'd you get into the game though?
I got into my stepdad actually introduced me. Well, I was a little interested in college and whatnot, but my stepdad really kind of got me and my brothers into it. And ever since then, it's just been this, it's honestly a lifelong journey pursuit of getting better at the game of golf. But it was around 2014 where I really kind of started taking it up. Yeah.
You picked it up while you were just after college and in the NFL. Nice.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, a lot of guys are. I mean, the game is definitely has grown a lot. COVID is a big booster to that. I felt kind of like pre-COVID, you know, golf was kind of like hitting this little plateau, and you know, I think once COVID hit, it just kind of just gave it a huge boost, and now there's so many people playing, and it's a great thing. It's a great,
it's great. You get outside.
It's a great sport. Gets you outside.
Get some exercise. Sure,
it's great for your mental health.
Yeah, you get some exercise. You go gambling with some friends. You know, you drink a few beers on the seventh hole. You know, but again, the outside, the exercise, oh, right? Yeah,
you're getting steps in. You're getting steps in. Score prediction first, fellas.
Okay,
Jermaine, kick us off.
I'm saying 28-21 Hawks.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I think we go 30 on these guys. Ooh. So I'm going exactly 30.
Oh,
and I'm going 19.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and you know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty and you're like, oh man, I know there's some orange juice in the fridge, and you get really excited and you go out there and you open the fridge, the light comes on, you're drinking that orange juice. I thought of my score prediction during that moment last night in the middle of the night.
It hit you?
No lie. I was sitting there drinking right out of the thing, right out of the jug, which is the best in the middle of the night. It's so ice cold anyway. And I thought Seahawks, and it came to me like this, so I think I'm going to nail it this time. I'm just saying, it hit me like a lightning bolt. Seahawks 32, Arizona 29. It's gonna happen, guys.
Ooh,
it's
gonna shootout, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So that was from Simply Seattle. If you guys want in on the score prediction challenge, I'm telling you, that's how it hit me. What is that weird?
No, it's great.
It's 100% honesty. Lofa told me to be myself on this show, Katie. Okay.
Yeah, you might have to go. You might have to go put that on the book.
Orange juice out of the jug.
Orange juice out of the plastic thing. Yeah, whatever.
Get up the gallon, or you got the little.
Yeah. No, it's the one. It's like the one. It's like nicely shaped ergonomically. It's like a Simply Orange, whatever. You guys are making
it
weird.
A Sunny
now.
Delight.
No, Sunny D. This was the real stuff. We're moving on. Stop. You're making it weird. Simply Seattle. Simply Seattle is our score prediction sponsor, and you guys can get in on the score prediction on any of our social media. If you nail the prediction, they'll give you a $50 gift card, and if you get close, we'll give you a $25 gift card or a shot at those. Whatever, I'm all messed up now. The last thing I have to do before we get Jermaine out of here is I have a list of 10 questions. We've asked a few Seahawks legends this list of questions, and it's really going to get to know everything we need to know about Jermaine here. Here's my intense music on the clock. 60 seconds or less. Rapid fire. If I could find it. Okay, here we go.
I might have to sit up for this.
No more shenanigans, all right? Lock it up.
All right.
Let's get serious.
Okay.
Jermaine Kearse, Seahawks Super Bowl champion.
Is this trivia questions, or is this just like this or that?
You'll see.
Whatever comes to your mind.
All right.
Huskies legend, Seahawks legend, Jermaine Kearse. Heads or tails?
Tails, never fails.
Why number 15?
Because number 2 wasn't available at UW, so I took 15. I love it.
I love it.
Let's see. Well, you have been called upon to do this probably, so I might know the answer. But if called upon, would you rather punt or punt return?
I didn't do punt return. I was a gunner, but I would rather get the ball back.
But so never punt return, even like back in high school or anything?
No.
Really?
I did kickoff return, but not punt return.
Who the hell was coaching? Wouldn't you put Jermaine back on punt return, Lofa?
Absolutely.
See what he could do? Yeah.
Right. We had a pretty good punt returner.
Okay. Well, no shade or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I appreciate your confidence in me.
I'm a fan. All right. Jermaine, what was your go-to halftime snack?
Go-to halftime snack? Our strength coach, Jamie, would always just bring around oranges. So it was like inevitable. You're going to eat an orange.
Has anybody
like,
noticed?
An orange and then like a Gator. It was like one of those Gatorade little energy, little boost, package.
Everybody, they all say oranges.
Yeah.
Everybody, they're all saying oranges. Yeah.
Red Bull.
Nobody asked you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's probably why they played better than I did.
Jermaine, if you weren't a football player, I guess we know you'd be a golfer, but is there anything else that you might have dabbled in professionally if you weren't doing either of those two things?
I was a big basketball player in high school. I would say basketball.
Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are the Seahawks throwback silver helmet uniforms, and how badly do you want to see the team wear those?
10. 15 if I could possibly pick that.
Oh, there you go. What is your favorite Pete Carroll-ism?
Pete Carroll-ism?
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of describe? What do we mean by the Pete Carroll-ism?
Lofa, what is something Pete says all the time that you love?
It's not me. That was Disley. No, that was Ballore. Ballore loves when Pete always, he's like, hey, they think they're going to come in and well, bullshit on that. That was Ballore's. So like what kind of quirks does he have that, you know, you really thought was funny?
Anything
that,
about
that
Pete
stuck out, that reminded you?
Well, if the sun's out, let it out. I still don't get it, but he would always say that to me.
I think Pete just finds things that rhyme, you know, like any good dad around the house just kind of bopping around, you know.
If the sun's out, let it out. And I still don't know what it means. But what's funny? I countered that. I gave him I swear it's probably like 2015. I gave him a dollar, told him to hold on to it. He still has that dollar and he's still asking me, why did I give him that dollar? And I'm just kind of trying to figure out why I gave it to him. He still holds it. He probably still has it in his wallet.
Oh, yeah. That's it's probably awesome. Framed in his office.
I just gave him a dollar and be like, hey, hold on to this. I'll tell you why
How
later.
Do you know it's the same dollar?
Wait. But see, has he ever came back and asked you? Like, hey,
well,
why?
So I saw we were at Cliff Averill's retirement party, and he came up to me and he pulled a dollar out. And who knows? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the same one. But he asked me, why did I give it to him? I just said, the time is not right.
That's a good one.
Last one for you, Jermaine. I need to know, what is your favorite catch as a Husky and as a Seahawk?
Favorite catch as a Husky? Well, it's between two. I would say one would be my junior year against the Cougs in the Apple Cup. It was essentially a game winner. And then as a Hawk, you know, I mean, in terms of the situation, the NFC Championship against Green Bay is probably my biggest moment catch.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of my favorite catch, I think it would either be the Super Bowl when I kind of spun around.
Yep.
Or we were playing against Carolina, I believe, before we played Green Bay. I ran kind of like we call it like a pylon, the opposite, and Russ threw me kind of like a floater, and I caught it one hand, and then I was able to run for 30 yards, and then I got to cap it off by diving at the pylon. It was like, those are like the three things you would want to catch.
Totally.
Catching one hand,
trifecta.
Get to show a little speed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it was only like 30, 40 yards because I didn't have much after that. Mm-hmm. And then you dive at the pylon. Like, who doesn't want to dive at the pylon for a touchdown?
I do. I want to dive in the pylon. Hell yeah. We're out of time, everybody. Jermaine, thanks for your time, man. Really do appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you,
seriously,
guys.
Big
appreciate
fan, dude.
Appreciate you guys for having me. I'm serious about the live event at Evergreen Golf Club.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll set
we
it up.
Talk about that.
We'll set it up, everybody. Like Jermaine said, they're gonna have open houses end of November, opening up in December. You know, all you golf fanatics up there in Seattle need an indoor place to go, especially when it gets rainy. So go over and see Jermaine at Evergreen Golf and Greg, I guess.
And Greg, my guy,
gets another free shout out on the show. Oh, you guys, enjoy the game against the Cardinals this weekend. Our Mr. Steel Yo Chicks t-shirt, you guys can pick that up at our merch store. Use promo code TAKE12. There's also other stuff on there. Still some Let's Ride t-shirts and hoodies, actually, on the merch store. So check that out. Also, our Germany game day package still on sale. Check out Lofa in Germany or 12sinmunich.com. For those game day experience packages, you can have breakfast with Lofa, KJ, the heater. Locklear is going to be there. There's so many Seahawks.
Iceman.
I'm forgetting. McCoy. I'm starting to forget Seahawks. Gonna be out there,
huh? All the linebackers in Locklear.
Everybody.
KJ's going.
Leroy. Leroy Hill will be there.
Leroy's
good. Wow.
They'll all be eating breakfast. Bab said he's going to stop by. If you guys are going to be in Germany, might as well party with us. So go over there and grab the tickets to the game day experience. We also are providing transportation to and back to where we started from the game. So that alone, I mean, you don't want to be trying to find an Uber or a taxi or ride their version of the subway or whatever they got going on over there. You might as well just get on a big bus with us. So check out the websites and all that, and it's on our social media. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Thank you. This was an amazing episode for me.
I appreciate it.
You guys, hands in the middle. We break it down practice style at the end of the episode, Jermaine. Jermaine,
I love this. This is such a great aspect to the ending.
Oh, thanks, man.
This is such a great idea.
Then why don't you take us home?
You got it. Whatever the receivers broke it down to or whatever you want.
Man. Oh, no, we can just take 12 on three. One, two, three. Take 12.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.